The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated.
I bring you greetings from the Vine Institute, your friends, Dave Rowe, who I believe was here with you last week, and Kay Rudd, who was here a couple of months ago or so, and another person, Liz Micah, who is on our team as well, and I'm one of those. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus, the vine, the root and the branch, the heart and the King of life. So let's listen and think about what Jesus was telling us, his disciples, in Mark chapter 4. You know, there's a bumper sticker around. You've probably seen it. It says something like this, not quite, but something like this. Life happens. Have you ever heard or read some stories of Frog and Toad? Maybe when you were a child or maybe when you had children. One of the stories is called The Garden. One spring day, when Toad admires the flowers in Frog's garden, Frog responds, "Yes, but it was hard work," and then gives Toad some seeds to grow a garden of his own. "Soon you'll have your own garden," Frog says, and Toad asks, "How soon?" "Quite soon." So Toad takes the seeds, he plants them, and a few minutes later, he says to the seeds, "Now grow." And a few minutes later, a little louder, he says, "Start growing." In another few minutes, he starts jumping up and down and yelling and shouting, "Start growing." He's so loud that Frog comes running over. Frog is the neighbor who loaned him these seeds, comes over running and says, "What's all the noise about? My seeds aren't growing," Toad says. So Toad decides, after Frog explains, not to shout at them because it might scare them and then they wouldn't grow at all. He says, "Be nice to them. Just let the sun and the rain gently fall and they'll grow just fine." And so Toad decides to be nice to his seeds. For a day or two, he reads to them from his favorite books. The first night, he serenades them on his violin. And he stays up with them the next night, lights candles so they won't be afraid of the dark. And finally, he falls asleep after all this work. In the first light of the next morning, Frog comes by to visit. And he wakes up his friend Toad with a gentle shake and he points to where the little green shoots are pushing up out of the ground that morning. And Toad gets all excited. And then he says to Frog, "But you were right. It was very hard work." In reality, growing a garden from seeds is a little like a song I remember learning as a child. If you recognize it, sing it along with me. "Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow. Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow. You nor I nor anyone know how oats, peas, beans, and barley grow." Some of you have heard that. I saw you mouthing it. Yeah. oats, peas, beans, and barley grow. Day by day, night by night, life happens. With or without our hard work, life happens, because life is what God does. The miracle of life is what we heard in the words of Ezekiel. Trees flourish by God's goodness and provide fruit and shade for all of God's creatures. Sometimes what is planted, as we heard in Psalm 92, is God's people, still producing fruit, even in old age. And it's been like that since creation. You know, scientists say that the universe started as a very small thing. In fact, our scripture says it started as just an idea in God's mind. And then a word or three. Let there be. And a whole universe was born. And God planted a garden on earth with trees bearing fruit and shade for God's creatures and the tree of life for God's people. God's garden of life grows generously and abundantly from the smallest of seeds to the largest of trees. Life happens. And we don't need to supersize the gospel to make it happen. Things are not always what they seem. Little seeds, ordinary days of small things. God is at work creating and recreating, providing and redeeming. Often we cannot tell one day from the next, but a little bit goes a long ways in God's garden. So while the days of small things are most of the days of our lives, they are the days that God has given us. This is the stuff of God's kingdom. Seeds planted, we sleep, days go by, and the garden grows. This is what the words of Jesus in our gospel reading today are about. The kingdom of God and small things. Jesus often spoke of the significance of small things. The mustard seed in one of the stories today. Cups of cold water. A lost coin. A widow's mite. An act of kindness done to the least of these. It's a bit like the old Jack and the Beanstalk story, don't you think? Jack's mother scorns the tiny beans that her son brings home from the market and tosses them out the window over her shoulder, saying, "We can never live off these." But those beans, which she thought were non-starters, dead ends, ended up sprouting into a plant that went in its own way up to heaven. Small things can and do make a difference. When Jesus talked about the kingdom, he did not use a bullhorn to shout the Ten Commandments four times a day. Instead, he told little stories about seeds and plants, about gardeners and birds, stories that rooted themselves in minds and hearts, and grew into a kingdom within. In the end, he just spoke a simple word or three in a soft voice. "Father, forgive them." Then he closed his mouth and died, giving rise to new life for all and new meaning to the universe that had been created with a word. You see, Jesus didn't just talk about seeds. He sowed the seed, and he was the seed. And inevitably, as day follows night, God's hidden, mysterious work of life in the world and in us bears fruit. Life happens. That's what God's kingdom is like. That is what God's kingdom is. That is what God, the King, does. Life happens. We follow a God who showed up 2,000 years ago in small ways on days of small things. A healing touch here, a compassionate word there. Small things like not giving up on some loud-mouthed, flawed friends, like praying every day. Small things like enjoying life and inviting others to enjoy it with him. Small things like speaking truth to power, like not snuffing out a smoldering wick. Small things like giving up his life, planting his body, his seed, in the ground to die, so that you and I could be reborn, a new creation, no longer living for ourselves, which is sure death, but living in his love. One of the things about Jesus is that he worked by faith, not by sight, as the Apostle Paul says in that passage in 2 Corinthians. Jesus saw beyond appearances to God's love. Though we were his enemies, enslaved in sin, he saw us in the light of God's grace. He views others not so much in terms of what they were or what we are, but in terms of what we will become as a result of the life-giving power of God's love. Another way of saying life happens is grace happens. Every once in a while, I'll catch one of those bumper stickers, and I just give a fist pump. An ordinary fisherman becomes a rock on which Jesus builds his church. A dishonest tax collector becomes a trusted friend and disciple. An angry Pharisee who persecuted the church becomes an apostle to the uncircumcised dogs, and he loves it. Outsiders are invited to be leaders. The unclean are restored to fellowship. The hopelessly ill are made well again. And a molehill becomes a mountain of faith. Life and grace happen because God is love. Jesus invites us to look with him at ourselves, at each other, at Tooele around us, and the world beyond that, through the transforming love of God's grace. Shall we join him in his garden this summer? Whether we do or we don't, remember, life happens because God loves. Lord of life, you are like the sun that swings the planets in their orbits and at the same time sustains the smallest garden that our hands have planted. Thank you for your life-giving grace. In Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's rise and sing hymn number 151 in your purple book, Seeds Scattered in Sown.